Security. Losers. I am trying to say something to people, that in those people who are looking for security, they're actually selling our freedom down the tubes. Because our country, the people that came to found this country, the people that fought the Revolutionary War, did not fight for job security. They fought for the right to be free. And freedom is a very, very high state. How in the world can you say you have freedom when somebody tells you when you can eat lunch? How in the world can you tell me you have freedom when somebody tells you when you go to work and when you get off work? How can in the world do you say you have freedom when somebody has the right to fire you because they need to downsize? How in the world can you say you have freedom when somebody has the right to tell you how much you can make? That's not what we fought for. Too many people have sold their freedom for in trying to get security. And the reason I know that is I grew up in a family of school teachers. Their education was not about freedom, it was about security. It was fear. And what's killing this country right now is fear. That's what's killing us. So I have kind of a hard time. I'm a little bit cynical when I see people sing the Star Spangled Banner, wave the flag, you know, and go back and have somebody tell them when they can eat lunch. I personally don't get it. Does that make sense, you guys here? I don't get it. But this is a free country. And you have the freedom to choose security or freedom. Some of you have already made the decision by joining this business. And some of you are still on the fence because you still think this is more important. I will say it again. The more you choose security, the less freedom you have. I haven't had a job since 1978. I've made more money. I travel the world because I have freedom. And some of you are still choosing security. Does that make sense, you guys, here? Do you know what I mean? Because that's what you were taught. Because you don't know what freedom feels like. And this may sound terrible. If this country comes apart, it doesn't make any difference to me because I can go throughout the world and still do business. Do you know what I mean? They're so afraid. This is not what caused our country to be free. Fear did not cause our country to be free. Courage did. Guts did. We are in right now, ladies and gentlemen, the biggest economic change in history of the world. The single largest. The reason I come and speak is because you guys are the ones who are going to be ecstatic. And I will tell you why. Because in the industrial age, this is where the idea of job security came from. My parents, who were raised in the Depression, they didn't have any jobs. So they're always the ones saying, get a safe, secure job, get a safe, secure job. And I still hear people saying, so what are you going to do now that the terrorists have hit? I'm going to get a safe, secure job. Well, you sound like your mom and dad. Do you know what I mean? I want to let you know something, ladies and gentlemen. You don't need a safe, secure job. There's still plenty of jobs. McDonald's is still hiring. You see, what happens in the industrial age, we create lots of jobs. The problem today, ladies and gentlemen, is not jobs. It is not job security is a problem today. The problem is financial security. That's the problem. And the reason I come and I speak to you tonight, as I said, I don't do this talk to normal people because most of them would be running out the door right now. You know, they don't want to hear this. The reason I say this, is the industrial age is over. The information age has begun. You in the INA business are in the information age right now. There's one problem with the information age. You know what that is? It's invisible. You can't see it. You see, you can't see the World Trade Center. I mean, you can see the World Trade Center. You used to be able to see the World Trade Center. It's gone. You can see a big plane, but you can't see this business. In the information age, what's going to happen is everything's going to go invisible. The successful people are the people that can see with their minds, but not with, you know, what you cannot see with your eyes, you can see with your minds. That don't make any sense here. The point here is this. Every time there's been a new change, this, when the compression cannon came, this disappeared. When this came about, something else disappeared. Every change throughout history has been marked by disaster, i.e. when the Titanic went down, it was the end of shipping. When the airplanes went down, it was the end of the airlines. It's too big. It's now going invisible. People are going to start doing business from their homes because it's safer. They're going to be coming your way. They're coming your way in droves. The trouble is right now, they can't see anything yet. Your job is to put them in, to let them know in their minds that the business exists in their head. It is the best business in the world. That's what I'm not making much sense, but that's what I'm trying to say to people. You're in the best business in the world because they're coming your way. And the reason they're going to come your way, going back to this here, is the stock market is finished. For those of you with 401ks and mutual funds, I saw somebody leave just now. There's two things that are not working: job security and mutual funds.